Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Let's face it, if you live with someone day in and day out, there will be disagreements. Actually, disagreement is not a bad thing. You've heard the old saying that opposites attract? Well, that must be God's plan to balance our households. Imagine two spendthrifts living together. Well, they'd be bankrupt within a year of getting married. More common is one spouse standing in front of the plasma screen TV saying, "But honey, they're only $4,000," while the other reels them back into reality, reminding them that they still haven't paid off the 13-inch set in the den. The key here is how to effectively disagree and what to do when disagreements get out of hand. Now, we've already learned that anger is the result of a blocked goal. And the first step to resolution is stopping and asking yourself, what goal is being blocked here? Once you've identified the real source of anger, you can begin to address it effectively. Different people have different boiling points. Even the smallest disagreements over the smallest issues can quickly escalate into full-blown arguments. Our kids tell us sometimes that we argue over the silliest things. It's amazing how not stopping to ask for directions can turn into an all-out assault on someone's character. Proverbs 15:1 says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." So, what do you do when a disagreement goes too far? You call for a timeout. That's right, the old sports strategy for when the game gets out of hand. Set a rule that either of you can call for a timeout, go to separate rooms of the house, cool off, and then come back together and pursue a resolution. And don't just let things go either. Failure to resolve issues gradually drives a wedge between a couple that leads to two people living in the same house, but not together. God gave us our spouses to complement our lives, not destroy them. So don't allow disagreements to rule your home. Learn to handle them effectively and respect each other's timeouts. Then, when you can't afford the plasma screen TV, there'll be two of you to watch it. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.